With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. In the wake of the murder of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk earlier this week, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson asked members of Congress to pause for a moment of silence. But instead, the House chamber broke out into a profanity-laced shouting match. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson called for a return to civility in the House.
Especially at a time like this, after a difficult week in America, we're struggling with the loss of our friend, and everyone's dealing with that raw emotion right now. The nation is rattled in many ways, and so are the members of Congress, and I think that probably explains some of the unfortunate things that happened on the Hill this week. We don't regard the other side as the enemy, and that's the way it should be done, and we've got to get back to that.
President Trump says Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Eric Smith says he believes he understands why blue state and city officials don't want Trump administration help with their obvious crime problems.
The Trump derangement syndrome is strong with these people. Like, they cannot get out of their own way, because when Trump wants to do something like fight violent crime or deport criminal illegal aliens, they got to be on the other side of it. So I think this is why you see their numbers in the high teens, their approval numbers, the Democrats, because they're just on the wrong side of every issue.
The Missouri Republican made his comment to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Massachusetts, SRN Michael Harrington reports.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage on over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-2025, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts. This is SRN News. After an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal failed, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history Thursday to speed up confirmation of President Trump's nominees.
Republicans have threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The UN is overwhelmingly endorsing a two-state solution to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The UN General Assembly met Friday and voted to endorse a declaration outlining tangible, time-bound, and irreversible steps toward a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. More details at srnnews.com.